Hello, good evening. My name is Lewis from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Let me ask, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Understood, sir. Thank you for that answer. And let me ask, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Definitely we're going to vote.
Thank you for that, sir. And with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Understood. Thank you. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish background?
No.
And what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Understood, sir. May I ask, what is your age?
I'm over 65.
Understood. And well, moving forward, sir, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes on how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote Democratic, leans likely to Democratic candidate, definitely vote Republican, probably vote Republican, or leans likely to a Republican candidate?
Vote Republican.
Would that be a probably or definitely, sir?
Definitely.
I hear you. Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials and that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, you can please indicate that as well. The first one is Carolina Amici.
Right now, no opinion.
Understood. Scott Boyd.
No opinion.
Kamala Harris.
No.
Would you say that's unfavorable or no opinion?
Unfavorable.
And that would be very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
I hear you, sir. Leonard Spencer is next.
No opinion.
And Aaron Huntley.
No opinion.
Thank you for that, sir. Moving forward now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Understood. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
I hear you, sir. Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Carolina Amici, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Amici.
I hear you. And if, would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amici, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Probably, understood. Let me move forward, sir. Let me read you a statement. As you may know, the Republican State Representative Carolina Amici was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amici could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amici has denied any wrongdoing and says that these are false charges that were created by her political opponents and expect to be found completely innocent. Now, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amici, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Amici.
Understood, sir. And sorry, those are repetitive, but again, would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amici, the Republican candidate?
Probably. It depends on how her charges turn out.
Understood. Thank you for your answers so far. And due to State Representative MST's arrest, there has been discussions that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. So if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic?
Aaron Huntley.
And would you say that this is definitely voting or probably voting for Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Probably voting.
Understood. And next, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom you vote, Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Republican candidate.
And would you say that you're definitely or probably voting for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
I understand you, sir. Well, almost reaching the end, I appreciate your opinion so far. You will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Trump.
And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats or as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican or always vote Republican?
Usually vote Republican.
I hear you, sir. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
It's that somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
I hear you, sir. What was the last grade or formal education you have completed?
College.
Understood. Would that be a college graduate, an associate of 2-year or 4-year degree as a bachelor?
Four-year degree.
Well, sir, with that, you conclude the survey, and your answers are very much appreciated. I just hope you have a great rest of your evening.
You too. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.